Guys, welcome to Living by the Book. Turn to Matthew's chapter 12. We have to renegotiate and reevaluate how we receive things from God, how we receive when we're reading the scripture. What is our intention? What do we see? How do we look at it? What's the point? And how are we actually seeing things? We have to also reconsider the narrator. Many of us have had narrators and preachers that teach us one thing religiously, and the narration has been totally, totally, totally off from what he was saying. For instance, one of my favorite scriptures, and I read the other day, said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst." And what we always computed this as, or computed him to be saying was, when two or three of y'all get together, I'm going to show up. But no, because God is omnipresent. So that means two of y'all get y'all minds lined up, y'all realize that I'm here already. You get the conversation. So we start to preach messages off a wrong interpretation of the scripture, and then come up with these whole doctrines about all kind of different stuff. And then we get way off in right field or way off in left field, and then Jesus has to bring us back to the center. But to renegotiate the narration, if the narrative doesn't sound like Christ, then the narrative is off. I appreciate everybody else, all the other prophets and the preachers and the apostles and all them people like that. But Christ gives us a divine, clear, to-the-point narrative through the parables that he tells you have to go find on your own. I love it. So we have to renegotiate it. So best example I can give you, and this is why living by the book is very, very important. I heard a story the other day about you walk into a record store and there's a bunch of record players. And I know, you know, I might be dating a bunch. I'm predating myself with records because I ain't even used no record player like that. They got new ones now, but I never, it was CDs and tapes and MP3s for me. But you walk into a store and the record players, you got a bunch of record players playing it, and you hate the music that's playing on them. So you say, let's get rid of all the record players. No, ain't nothing wrong with the record player. The problem that you have offense with is the record that's actually on there. Because the record player, listen to what I'm saying, is only going to play the record that's on the deck. The only one that the record player has put the dial on, that's the song that's going to play. Don't get mad at the song. Reevaluate. Don't get mad at the player. Reevaluate the song and the record that's putting on the player. And so what we've done is we in life, we tend to be upset with our results, or upset with our outputs, or upset with our fruits, right? And to begin to pray God and ask him to change this and change that and take that away when you have the power to do something different. You are the player. And you will only play. You will only play, you will say, you will audible, you will live out, you will only run the plays that are put on your player. So whatever the record is, whatever record, listen what I'm saying to you, and I'm about to play with some words, but you're going to understand me. Whatever record that you put on your player, on your record player, right, will be the sound that comes out. Even right now, you know, in this new thing, we got everybody streaming right now, but even at one time there were DVDs. There were circular discs, just like CDs and DVDs that you put in, and it would only play, the only thing you would see on the screen was on that DVD. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. If that DVD is an hour long, it's going to play for an hour, not an hour and 2 minutes, not 98 minutes. It's going to play for whatever's on there, whatever sound, whatever visuals on there, that's the thing that's going to show up on the screen. So your screen of life, what's showing up on your screen of life? I can see what shows up on your screen of life, and I can trace it back to the record that you put on your player. The Bible is a record. Listen, there's a record. There's a record. There's like a record, like a musical record. But then, you know, you keep records, like in a file cabinet or whatever, historical records, right? One and the same. The Bible is a record of God's initiation of man and where man comes from and the whole story up until Jesus atones us. Watch this. Root word of atonement is atone. Root word of atone is tone. Sounds like a sound that comes out of a record. Let's put these things together. So now this is a record. This is a historical record and a sound record. And this is why he says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of God, nor stand the way of sinner, nor sit in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate how long? Day and night. This book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate how long? Day and night. He said, bind them upon thy neck, write them upon the tables of thy heart, because I know if you put this record on your player, this will be the result that I'll hear, and these will be the things that show up on your screen of life. So when everybody looks at your screen, which is your life, and visually, they'll see what this record is saying. Not talking morally right now. I'm talking identity. I'm not talking about good and evil right now. I'm talking life right now. I'm talking about the tree of life. I'm talking Christ. I'm talking Christ identity. And so whatever record that you're playing is going to be the sound that you get. You're talking crazy because you're hearing crazy. You don't have a vision because you're looking at everybody else's vision. You're seeing the vision that they get, television. Yeah, they tell you a vision. So you're watching television so much, you can't even see the reality. And now your imagination is dumbed down to what they tell you it is, and you can't even see beyond it. Your imagination is dumbed down to what they say, and now you can't say anything greater. And even if you do, you only say it a little bit, but you don't really connect your belief to it. You won't breathe into it. Matthew chapter 12. And I could read this whole thing, but I don't want to read the whole thing because verse 33 says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and the fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. In other words, the tree is known by its production. The player is known by the sound that's coming for, by the record that's on there, right? Don't get mad. Change the record. Change the record that's on your player. Change the thing that's going over and over again. It's funny that records are made circular too. So cycles. So that thing will play over and over again and then repeat and start over and over again. Repeat over and over again, over and over again. This is what the word of God should be. This is actually what the gospels of Jesus Christ should be. It's a number one hit record in the Bible. Watch this. Old generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So out of the inside of your soul, of your mind, your mouth is going to say it's inevitable. Yeah, you can put on the cute thing. I know how we do it. I'm blessed and highly favored. I know how we do it. God is good. And we say all the cool little stuff when we're wearing our suits and stuff on church on Sunday, or when we've gotten spiritual, right? But no. What's coming out of you when you ain't even paying attention? What automatically come out of you when fear hits? What's the first thing that comes out of you? Is it panic? Is it worry? Do you start sweating? Or do you know what's on your record? What record is on your player? Verse 35, a good man out of good treasure heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. It's talking about your player. It's talking about what record do you have on your mind, on your player, because these are the things that you'll put out. Watch this. But I say to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So now living by the book has a different meaning right now, because I have to place this record upon my heart. My heart is the player. My heart is the producer. The heart of me is the producer of what goes on my screen of life and what comes out of my sound in life. What people hear from me will be what I put on the record. And watch this. There will be no conviction behind your words. There will be no conviction, no power, no anointing, no change behind your words when you are an echo and not a voice. That means the sound bounces off the wall. That's you, because you're just hearing what somebody else is saying, and you're a parakeet. You're repeating because the record is not on your heart. I saw it with Apostle a lot of times. People try to do the same thing he's doing and say the same thing he's saying and preach the message, trying to walk around stage like him, and ain't nothing go on. Because the conviction, it's not there. The conviction is the conviction of Jesus Christ should be the record that plays on your mind consistently. And when the conviction of Jesus Christ and who he is and his oneness with God and his willingness to die for his oneness with God becomes your number one record and the only record, we break all other records and we put that on and let it play consistently. Faith comes by. Over and over again. And so, even on another step, now I love the entire Bible. I think the Bible is a whole story about us. But when we get to these red words, things just get different. John 1 talks about it, said the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus comes and said a particular thing. He said, I did not come to do away with the law. That's why I don't know why these foolish people are talking about the law don't matter no more. I did not come to do away with the law, but I came to fulfill it. That's grace and truth. That means I showed you how for it to be in the flesh, how you to live it. Yeah, it was cool for you to have a law to try to hold you in place, but that was rigid. It couldn't do nothing. It wasn't pliable, and it couldn't really differentiate between things, right? But then I come and show you what it looks like in the flesh. These words, these red words, ought to be the record that is on our mind, because when we play the same record that was, let this, Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, was also in Christ Jesus. What that reconciler, who thought not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and humbled himself as a servant, even humbled himself to the death of the cross. Where he's been given a name that's above every name, the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Why? This is the record. But keep that. Let this mind be in you. Let that record play on your mind. Play this over and over again in your heart until your heart changes to the original. See, what you're doing is really, you're reversing the curse of your mentality. You're reversing a cursed mentality. You're reversing a cursed mindset. You're reversing a bad understanding that we've received from wherever else, passed down sometimes. It's ingrained in our DNA. This is what being converted is. This is what a new creature is. This is what born again is. This is what being saved is. My consciousness is converted. And when my consciousness is converted, then I have the same consciousness of Jesus Christ. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And now things change. And now what people see from me, what people hear from me, and what people experience from me become the same record as Jesus, because he says, the works that I do, you do also. And greater works than these that I go unto my Father. He said, if you love me, you'll play my records. If you love me, you keep my commandments. And he tells you who you are. You read through these scriptures. He tells you who you are over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's almost, Jesus had to say stuff the same so much, it's almost a broken record. You heard that phrase before, right? It's repeating like a broken record, right? Because they ain't skipping to, ain't no next song. This is the song right here. Jesus is the song. Christ is the song. And I play this over and over again because that's the original sound of who I am. The gospel of Jesus Christ is that I'm still made in God's image. I'm still made in his likeness. God's breath is still on the inside of me. I'm still made in his image. I'm still his imagination, and I still have access. I am not cursed. I am not destroyed. I am not separated. I am not estranged from God. I am right now, but my mind has to line up. I have to correct the record. When I correct the record, my production will be, that's a very simple process. It took me 13 minutes to say these things. It's a very simple process. But we have to decide to change the record. It'll change your life. When you change the record, the way that you speak will change, the way that you see will change, and the way that you are seen. Watch this. The way that you speak will change, the way that you see will change, the way that you heard will be changed by others, and the way that they see you will be changed by others, and there'll be a conviction from Jesus. Did not our hearts burn, as they said when he came back? And there'll be a burning conviction in others when you speak and when you say what you see, because now you're playing the record of Jesus Christ. Amen. Tell me you're ready. Thought I was finished. I'm going to come back because I got to add one more thing. I had another thought when I finished. Even Jesus didn't play his own records. What he said, as I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I'm only doing the will of the Father. He says, the Father in me that doeth the works. He says, as the Father do it, so do I do it. He's playing the records of the Father. He knows that I'm a vessel, I'm a player, and whatever sound that God has, that's the one that's going to come out of me. I keep this on my mind. I remind myself that I'm a son of God. I remind myself that I am one with God. I remind myself that I'm redeemed back to my original state of being in God's image and in his likeness. As a matter of fact, I never changed, but my mind was changed. Sometimes these opinions and these options and these deceptions, these illusions of choice are presented to us, and then we begin to pick these different records. Oh, I like this. Oh, I like listen to this. Oh, I like this kind of music. Oh, this kind I like. Oh, I want to listen to that preacher. Oh, I want to listen to that reverend. Oh, and we put all these records on our minds. There is no choice. There's an illusion of choice. And your illusion of choice has taken you out of your greatest choice, which wasn't even a choice before. You didn't choose to be here. God chose you. You are God's choice. And so the illusion of choosing other things gets you away from submitting to God's choice for you and God's choice as you and God's choice to you. So even Jesus didn't play his own records. As I hear, I judge. Whatever I hear the Father, that's what I'm doing. However he moving, that's how I'm moving. I'm the express will of what God wants. That's the record I got on my player. Amen.